G'day, Rockstar Taki Moore here from Coach Marketing Machine. Today, coming at you live from the Jean-Michel Cousteau Resort in Savoussavou, I want to talk to you about how to run a seamless sales webinar. Stay tuned, keep it rolling. Hey, dude, so here we are. Like I said, we're at the Jean-Michel Cousteau Resort here in Fiji, in Savoussavou. Second last day here for 10 days with the family on a kind of 6 or 7 week getaway. This is kind of part two of our 1, 2, 3, 4 stop trip, having a good time. Today, though, I want to talk to you about how to run a webinar that's seamless, a sales webinar that is smooth. Really, when I think about running a sales webinar, there's two ways you can play it. You can run it from the back foot or you can be on your front foot. If you're on the back foot, here's what happens. You struggle because you're always kind of, back foot is my metaphor for being passive, reacting to things that happen and really not being in control. If you're on the front foot, different things happen. You're in charge, you're in control, and amazing things happen. Really, there's three key areas I want to talk to you about. Three areas where you can either be on the back foot, if you do it right, on the front foot. The three areas are you, your audience, and the technology. And each of those three, you can be back foot or front foot. I want to tell you quickly about the differences and then give you some tips about how to do it. So first things first, let's talk about you. Running a webinar, a sales webinar, if you've never done it before, can be kind of awkward. You're talking at your computer with no feedback from the audience, and the whole thing's a little bit weird. You can forget important points, lose your mojo. It's kind of a little bit strange if you're not sure how to do it. And so really you got two choices. You can either be awkward, back foot, or you can be confident, front foot. We'll talk about how in a sec. On the audience side of things, well, same sort of deal, right? You can either hope that they respond or you can command response, right? A friend of mine is an NLP trainer, incredible trainer, and she once said that rapport is defined as a relationship of trust and responsiveness. And what most people do, this is kind of my paraphrase, what most people do is they try to earn trust and ask for responsiveness. But what leaders do is they assume trust and they demand responsiveness. Same thing from your audience. You can hope that they respond or you can command it. Okay, so we got hope, command. On the technology side of things, you can either be tangled up or you can control it. So many people are kind of tangled up and confused, but overwhelmed by the technology. You can be overwhelmed or you can control it. And when you're in control, you can use all of the tools as tools at your command to do what you like. Let me give you three tips right now for running a seamless sales webinar. A you tip, an audience tip, and a technology tip. All right, so when it comes to you, one of the kind of three big challenges, I'll give you one. One of the big challenges is just that it feels unnatural. You know, that it feels weird. They're on their computer watching a screen. You're in front of your computer watching your screen and talking to it. It's kind of unnatural. So what you want to focus on is you want to focus on flow. How do you make it flow? Well, instead of delivering a webinar where you just teach your content, you think about it like an online workshop. You know, in a live event where there's, you know, a conversation between you and them, where you ask a question, you get an answer, where you take a poll and you get people to, you know, type in an answer, where you draw, you tell stories, you're going to engage like that. If you think about it like an online workshop, very different scenario. That's the first tip. Think online workshop. From the audience point of view, one of the big challenges is that you teach great content and they get it intellectually, but they don't feel it emotionally. And so what you've got to focus on, if that's the frustration, the focus is personalization. How do you do that? You ask a stretch question. At the end of teaching a piece of content, you've got to ask a question that has them think about, firstly think and then feel the gap between where they are and where they want to be. Make sense? Third thing, let's talk about technology for a second. One of the challenges people have is they either lose track of the chat if you're doing this session well, it's going to be really interactive, lose track of the chat, or somehow the technology gets the better of them. Here's the deal. Focus on partnership. And the strategy is really simple. Get a wingman, someone who can be on the webinar with you live, who can manage the technology so you can just show up and rock their world. Cool? So that's three focuses, three tips around how to run a seamless sales webinar. So one of the things that we focus on in the Million Dollar Coach webinar or the Million Dollar Coach intensive live event is how to run a webinar that rocks hard and converts like crazy. If you like this, check both of those two things out. I think they really help. Listen, that's this week's Coach Marketing tip, how to run a seamless sales webinar. If you liked it, click the like button. Leave me a comment below. What's the number one question you've got around running a sales webinar? Have you done one before or have you not? Where are you stuck? Let me help. Let's continue the conversation down in the comments. Take good care. I'll talk to you soon.